Evaluation. A way to decide your need for mental health services. Excluded services. Things that a health plan doesn't pay for. Services to improve your looks, like cosmetic surgery, and for things that get better on their own, like colds, are usually excluded. Family partner. Also known as family support specialist, means an individual who is responsible for assessing mental health and substance use disorder service and support needs of a member of a coordinated care organization, CCO, through community outreach. Also assisting members with access to available services and resources, addressing barriers to services and providing education and information about available resources for individuals with mental health or substance use disorders, in order to reduce stigma and discrimination toward consumers of mental health and substance use disorder services, and to assist the member in creating and maintaining recovery, health, and wellness. Grievance. A complaint about a plan, provider, or clinic. The law says, CCOs must respond to each complaint. Habilitation services and devices. Services and devices that teach daily living skills. An example is, speech therapy for a child who has not started to speak. Health insurance. A plan or program that pays for some or all of its members' health care costs. A company or government agency makes the rules for when and how much to pay. Home health care. Services you get at home to help you live better. For example, you may get help after surgery, an illness or injury. Some of these services help with medicine, meals and bathing. Hospice services. Services to comfort a person during end-of-life care. Hospital inpatient and outpatient care. Inpatient care is when you get care and stay at a hospital for at least 3 nights. Outpatient care is when you get care at a hospital but do not need to stay overnight. Hospitalization. When someone is checked into a hospital for care. Interpreter services. Language or sign interpreters, for persons who do not speak the same language as the provider, or for persons who are hearing impaired. Job opportunities and basic skills, JOBS, treatment. Programs that help you function better in employment settings. Limited services. Physical and mental health services that are only partly covered. You may have to pay for these services. You will have to pay if you know the services are limited and you agree to get and pay for the care anyway. This includes services that go beyond those needed to find out what is wrong. Medically necessary. Services and supplies that your doctor says you need. You need them to prevent, diagnose, or treat a condition or its symptoms. It can mean services that a provider accepts as standard treatment. Medication management. The ordering and monitoring of your medications. This does not include covering the cost of your medications.